large extent, we can subject our own lives to the scrutiny of the word, understanding whether we are wise or foolish. I think foolishness can be defined in many ways. I'm not so interested in the definitions as much as the implications of all of this in our walk with God. I imagine a child standing before a candle, and the parents keep saying, "Don't touch it, it will hurt you." You know how children are. Some will do it in different ways, which is how foolishness exhibits itself. You can be foolish casually, you can be seriously foolish, and you can be comically foolish, but folly is folly. And so you find some children, the parents say, "Don't touch that," and they go away. But they'll keep looking at the parents. When you are not looking, then the child goes and touches it. There's some others who will be laughing. "Yeah, I shouldn't touch it." They say, "Don't touch it." They say, "Okay, I will touch it too." You know, some children are like that. And then the more you say, "Don't touch it," they say, "I will touch it too. Nothing will happen. I will touch it. I will." What kind of foolishness is that? It's the same thing with us as Christians. Because we haven't truly understood that there are certain consequences to certain actions. And there is a God who declares the end from the beginning. Yes, He's the one who made the laws. He's the one who set everything the way it should run. And created us to align with the order of things that He has made. And then He's saying to us, in everything in life, you have a cause and effect relationship. You have action and consequences. And then He says, "Do this, and this will be the outcome." He also says, "Don't do this, because if you do, these are the actions that will follow." Now, He, not the devil, put the two trees in the midst of the garden. He put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and the tree of life. It's God who put them there, not the devil. But it was the same God who said to man, "Of every, feel free to eat, but of this one, don't eat." In other words, "I have given you the right to exercise your will with everything else, but this." That was the one that man went for. Like we said some time back, it wasn't Eve God told that to, it was Adam. And it was Adam who told Eve what God said. Eve, the Bible says, was deceived, but Adam wasn't. Meaning that he understood the consequences, but he yet chose to move in that direction. That, in itself, is the height of folly. It is in this that wisdom and foolishness actually does get its definition. And so it would seem that from that moment, a competition was set in motion between the will of man and the will of God. The Bible says all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom are in Him. He declares the end from the beginning. He knows the consequences of everything. He knows everything before it happens. But man is limited to just that which is in his immediate. He doesn't know so much. And so the one who knows says, "Go left." The one who doesn't really know says, "I feel like going right." Now, why do you want to go right? I don't know, but that's just how I feel. As a matter of fact, some of my friends are even going right. But he who knows says, "Go left." Let me simply say this. Whose direction is more accurate? Man or God? Jeremiah 10, verse 23 says this, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not where? It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." So let us look at it this way. Who is walking? Man. Who has the eyes to see? Who knows the way? Isn't this just like saying man is blind and needs a guide? So the blind man who needs a guide says to the seeing man, "I know where I'm going." Let me ask this question. Who suffers the consequences of taking that decision? Not God, No, because if man actually obeys God, the guide, then he is doing God a favor. He is doing himself a favor. So it actually means that if man does not listen to the direction of God, that man is deliberately walking the path of destruction. So what do you call that? Wisdom or foolishness? Foolishness. God says that man, as man is now, not as God made him, this is from the fall, man has lost so much. And he says that man is so far from him that they both can't walk together. He says that the thoughts of man are so diverse from his thoughts. He says that the affections, the feelings of man are so diverse from his. And so they are not walking in the same direction. If you are not walking in the direction of God, it means that you cannot end up with God at the end of the road. But the one who is walking in the direction of God is the one who is going to end up where? With God at the end of the road. Isn't that true? Why? Because he is keeping in step with God. This is way beyond religion. It's not just about, I'm born again, I'm a Christian. It's way beyond that. The journey of man, the journey of life, journey of the believer, the new creation, the newborn babe, is a journey from folly into wisdom. And so when we talk about spiritual maturity is actually measured by the amount of wisdom that is exhibited by that individual. And you know, we've come to the point where we now actually measure and define the wisdom of God according to our understanding of the wisdom of man, which is a very sad thing. For us as humans, we tend to think that those who are wise in the ways of the world are those who have the wisdom of God. Whereas those who are wise in the ways of man may completely lack the wisdom of God. In the book of Job 32:7, he says, I thought age should speak, advanced years should teach wisdom. So hold on, what that means is that I expect that as you are growing in life, the longer you stay on the earth, the wiser you should be. But here, I think it's Elihu that is saying this now, but I am shocked that you old people lack wisdom. But it is the spirit in a man. So that means that the wisdom or understanding does not come from man, but it comes from the spirit that is in man. And that spirit, it says, is the breath of the Almighty who gives him understanding. King James, great men are not always wise. That's strange. That great men are not always wise. The greatness of a man is not directly related to his wisdom. The degrees you attain, your social status, the amount of money you have does not necessarily equate to wisdom. So when we speak of wisdom, what are we talking about? It's necessary for us to understand. Beloved, I'm here to tell you this morning, it's time to begin to take responsibility for the outcome of your life and walk the path of wisdom rather than the path of foolishness.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. For a copy of the complete message and for more information, please contact us at Heritage Assembly, XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout on Lekki Egbe Expressway, or call 070-328-39105, 070-328-39105. You can worship with us every Sunday at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. at XYZ Plaza, Ajah Roundabout, Lekki Egbe Expressway. Heritage Assembly.